in God. In chapter 11 of Hebrews, verse 23, we have these words: by faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. We are told the Pharaoh commanded his people that they were to cast every son that were born to the Hebrew slaves into the river Nile to die. And so we find in the process of time the faith of the mother of Moses. We are told she prepared an ark of bulrushes, and she placed the babe Moses in the ark and laid him by the brink of the river Nile. And we are told that the sister Miriam, the sister of Moses, stood afar off to behold what would happen to her baby brother Moses. And we are told the daughter of Pharaoh, with her maid, came out of the palace down to the brink of the river for to bathe. And when she saw the ark, she commanded one of her maids to bring the ark to her. And when she opened the ark, we are told when she saw the babe Moses, that Moses wept. And the heart of a woman was touched by the finger of God. We see the wonderful, mysterious way of God acting in grace and love and power to save the life of Moses. And we are told that Miriam, the sister of Moses, ran towards Pharaoh's daughter and said to her, "Shall I bring one of the Hebrew women to nurse the child for thee?" And Pharaoh's daughter said, "Go." And Miriam ran and brought her mother to Pharaoh's daughter. And Pharaoh's daughter said to the mother of Moses, "Nurse this child for me, and I will pay you your wages." So we see how God honored faith in himself. She not only had Moses back to rear and to nurse until he was grown old enough to go to Pharaoh's daughter, but she was also paid wages for doing so. God will honor faith in himself, for he is worthy to be trusted by all who believe. I will tell you a story of a widow with an only son. She was a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, and she brought the boy up under the sound of God's word. He learned the different choruses of the hymn in the place of worship where they went to. But as he grew up, he became a wayward boy. He went his own way, and he went off to sea. And on board a ship one day, they ran into a terrible storm, and all the men were cursing and swearing, doing their best in that terrible storm. And we are told that a huge wave swept overboard and dropped this boy into the sea. And as he sank beneath the raging waters of the sea, the verse of a well-known hymn flashed into his mind. For there is life for a look at the crucified one. There is life at this moment for thee. And he cried, Lord, I believe, and lost consciousness. After a while, as the storm abated, his fellow sailors found him huddled up in a corner of the ship. He had been swept back on board by another huge wave, and so they took him, wrapped him in blankets, and he recovered from the ordeal. But when he returned home to his mother and told her that he was saved, she said to him, When did the Lord meet you? Where did the Lord meet you, my son? And he turned to her and said, Mother, he met me under the wave. Such is the wave of God in grace and love and power. So may each one of us learn to have that faith in the living God. Thou shalt be saved. As we have been reminded that Moses the babe had an appointment to die, and Moses the babe was helpless, weak, unable to save himself. It was the power and the grace of God that saved the life of Moses the babe. And we are reminded by the word of God, it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. This appointment was made by a greater power than ever the power of Pharaoh had. It was God who made this appointment. It is God who declared, the soul that sinneth, it shall surely die. You may avoid an appointment with your fellow man, but this appointment you must keep. Only the grace of God and the power of God can save you from the power of death. We need to have our sins forgiven. We are told through this man, Christ Jesus, is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins, and all who believe in him are justified from all sin. So may we have grace to put our faith and trust in the living God, for he alone can save every precious soul from the power of death. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And so we find in this wonderful story the very same power that came forth from the palace of Pharaoh, ordaining that all the babe born to the children of the Israelites were to die in the river Nile. And so we have been reminded, it was the daughter of Pharaoh under the hand of God who saved the life of Moses the babe. From the very palace where the order had gone forth that Moses to die. From that very palace came forth the daughter of Pharaoh, and under the hand of God, her heart was touched, and she had compassion upon the babe Moses, and the life of Moses was saved, all because of the grace and the power of God. We have been reminded it was the God of glory and power that ordained the sentence of death upon sinners. The soul that sinneth, it shall surely die. But how wonderful, from that same palace of glory, God sent forth his Son, and we are told the Lord Jesus passed the angels by, came down into this world to become the man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. He was the one who called himself the Son of Man, who came to seek and to save that which was lost. Out of love and compassion, he came to save us. And if we will but trust him and believe upon his precious name, we shall receive the forgiveness of all our sins. We shall receive the gift of eternal life, and we shall be saved from the power of death. What a wonderful revelation is contained in the precious living Word of God. May we have faith in the living God, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is able to save to the uttermost all those who believe and trust in him. But he has to say to many in the days of his flesh, he could say to them, you will not come to me that you might have life. He was the one who wept over Jerusalem. He could say, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how oft would I have gathered thee as a hen gathered her brood beneath her wings, but you would not. You can be saved here and now by a simple faith. Faith in Christ Jesus alone can save you. The precious blood of Jesus alone can cleanse the guilty soul from the power of sin. When I see the blood, God says, I will pass over you. On how wonderful it is to be beneath the shelter of the precious blood of Christ. Save for time, save for all eternity, by a simple faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. I will now finish with a word to those who are believing parents who have children, that we may be encouraged by this wonderful story of Moses of old, to have faith in the living God on behalf of our children, that we may bring them up under the sound of the Word of God and teach them the Word of God. I firmly believe that Moses' mother, for the short period of time that she had Moses rearing him for the daughter of Pharaoh, she taught him the Word of God reminded him of the God of Israel, and God honored her faith in himself, and Moses became a mighty leader and commander of the people of Israel, who led them out from beneath the slavery of Egypt, beneath the power of Pharaoh, and brought them through the Red Sea by the power of the Lord God of Israel. So may the Lord add his blessing to his own precious word, according to his will. Amen. I will now speak on the life of Joseph. In Genesis chapter 49, we read, Joseph is a fruitful bough, even a fruitful bough by a well, whose branches run over the wall. Joseph was a man raised up by God to be the deliverer and the saver of the life of his brethren, whose father was Jacob of old. We are told also that he was the means of saving the lives of the Gentiles in his day and in his time. We find this wonderful story of Joseph began in chapter 37 of the book of Genesis. He was the favorite son of Jacob of old. He was loved above his brethren by his father. And because the father loved Joseph above them, we are reminded that the brethren could not speak peaceably unto Joseph. But we find there's a cause for the love of Jacob towards his beloved son Joseph. He was a faithful son, an obedient son, a son who obeyed whatever his father told him to do, whereas his brethren differed in many ways. They did that which was evil and that which was wrong. And we are told also that they hated him because of his dream. He dreamed a dream once. He said, we were in the field, binding sheaves, and my sheaf arose and stood upright, and all your sheaves stood round about and made obedience unto my sheaf. And his brother said, wilt thou indeed reign over us, and will we bow ourselves before thee? And they hated him yet the more because of his dream. In spite of all their hatred towards him, Joseph loved his brethren. And in this, he's a wonderful type of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord could say in the days of his flesh, for my love they gave me hatred. He was the sent one of God the Father. You remember that when he was born to the Virgin Mary, the angel told her, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. What a wonderful thought! He is the Savior of all mankind, the Savior of all those who will believe upon His precious name. He was the one who was faithful in all His ways as a man upon earth, faithful towards God His Father, faithful towards the children of men. He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But to as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the children of God, to them who believe upon His name. In chapter 37 of Genesis, we find Jacob speaking to Joseph and telling him, "Do not thy brethren feed the flock in Shechem? Come, and I will send thee to them, and to see how they are, if it is well with them, and well with the flock." And Joseph, obedient to his father's will, went to Shechem, but they were not there. And a man found him wandering in the field, and asked him, "Whom seekest thou?" And he said, "I seek my brethren. Tell me, I pray thee, where they feed their flock." And the man replied and told them, "I heard them saying, 'Let us go to Dothan.' And we find that Joseph went to Dothan, and his brethren saw him coming afar off, and they said one to another, 'Behold, the dreamer cometh. Come, let us kill him and cast him into a pit, and we will see what will become of his dream.' So when Joseph drew near unto them, we are told that Reuben, the eldest brother, said to them, 'Let us not kill him, but cast him into the pit,' thinking to deliver him later on back to his father. But we are told, as time went on, a band of Ishmaelites going down to Egypt were passing by, and we are told that Judah said to his brethren, "Let us not kill him, but let us sell him to the Ishmaelites." And we find that Joseph was sold for 20 pieces of silver, and the Ishmaelites took him down to Egypt. And we are told that Potiphar, a servant of Pharaoh, bought Joseph, and Joseph was in the house of Potiphar. We are told the Lord was with Joseph, and the Lord blessed Joseph in everything that he did in the home of Potiphar, the captain of the guard in Egypt. And Potiphar committed all that he had into the hand of Joseph. Are you prepared, who hear the sound of the word of God? Are you prepared to commit yourself, your precious soul, all that you have, into the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ? He's the one who can save you from the power of sin, from the power of death, and from the power of Satan. He will forgive all your sins. He will bring to you eternal life, and you will have a home in glory, which the Lord hath prepared for all those that love him. For in the glory we shall be forever in his presence. We who believe will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. And so we shall ever be with the Lord in glory. And we are reminded in his presence there is fullness of joy. And at his right hand there are pleasures forevermore. And we are told the psalmist of old could say, I shall be satisfied when I awake with his likeness. But we also find that Joseph was tempted and tried by the wife of Potiphar, the captain of the guard, and she falsely accused Joseph, and Joseph's master was angry with him and cast him into prison. We find that Joseph, like his Lord and Savior, was counted in among the transgressors. He was in the prison with those who had done wrong. We are reminded that two of the prisoners, one was the chief butler, and the other the chief baker of Pharaoh, who had offended their Lord and were cast into prison. And they both dreamed a dream one night, and Joseph interpreted their dream. He reminded the chief butler that he would be restored back into favor with Pharaoh. But he reminded the chief baker that he would be hanged and rejected by Pharaoh. In this, Joseph is a wonderful type of our Lord. In the 53rd of Isaiah, we are reminded that the Lord Jesus was numbered with the transgressors. When they led him out to crucify him, we are told two thieves were led out with him. One was crucified on the right hand, and the other on the left. And in the process of time, we are reminded, one of the thieves turned to him and confessed and said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And the Lord said to him, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. So we see what a wonderful type Joseph is of our Lord Jesus Christ. He was sold for 20 pieces of silver. Our Lord was sold by one of his own disciples for 30 pieces of silver. We are told that Joseph pleaded with the chief butler, but when he was restored into favor with Pharaoh, that he would remember Joseph before him. But we are told the butler did not remember, but forgot all about Joseph. And we find 2 years gone by, and Joseph still in prison. But in the 3rd year, we read of Pharaoh having a dream, and there was none who could interpret the dream of Pharaoh. Then the chief butler remembered his fault, and he told Pharaoh of Joseph in the prison. And we are told that Pharaoh sent into the prison to bring Joseph out to appear before him. And we find that Joseph interpreted the dream of Pharaoh. And we are told that Pharaoh raised him to the highest place in the kingdom, next to himself. Joseph was the supreme power in the court of Egypt. From the dungeon to the throne of Egypt. And how wonderful it is that our Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross, who was buried, and we are told that on the third day he rose from the dead. And God has raised him and set him at his own right hand in that eternal glory, ordained that every knee to him must bow, and every tongue shall confess him as Lord of all, to the glory of God the Father. Pharaoh said that every knee in Egypt was to bow unto Joseph. We are told that Pharaoh gave to Joseph a wife named Asenath, the daughter of Potiphar, priest of On. And how wonderful it is that God the Father, his beloved Son, now at his own right hand in glory, God is seeking a bride for Christ, a people for the Lord Jesus Christ, a bride to live and to reign with him in glory. How wonderful that it is possible to become a bride of Christ among the number of the people who will believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of our precious souls. There is no other name than thine, Jehovah Jesus, name divine, on which to rest for sins forgiven, for peace with God, for hope of heaven. Name above every name, thy praise shall fill yon court through endless days. Jehovah Jesus, name divine, rock of salvation, thou art mine. May the Lord add his blessing to his own precious word. Amen.